Let us concentrate on HIV/AIDS, which is killing many people in Nigeria. What measures is your hospital taking to prevent the spreading of the disease?
We create awareness. And the awareness we create is not just within the hospital premises. We go out to the villages because we have a primary health care services too in the villages. So when we go out, we try to educate people, telling them about HIV/AIDS and how it's contacted and how it can be prevented. And not only that, we go to the churches sometimes and schools to talk to people, telling them about it and trying to prevent it. Apart from these preventive measures, we also give health talk in the hospital for those who are sick. And we offer a voluntary counseling and testing services within the hospital. And we encourage people to come for the test. And the test is free. Those who have HIV/AIDS, we admit them in the hospital. And we don't segregate them from other people. Because when you start segregating them, then other patients will know that they have the disease and they will start running away from them. So we try as much as we can to keep them together. The treatment we give them is the same. We have special program too, which we call prevention from mother to child transmission. When the pregnant women come to hospital for their antenatal clinic for the first time, they are given pre-test counseling that talk to about HIV and how it is prevented and what good it will do to them if they know their status. Because if they know their status, that will also help the baby they have inside them. For those of them who are positive, we try to follow them up and then give them the required treatment so as to prevent the baby in the womb from being infected.
For those who are found to be HIV positive, how is the church helping them spiritually?
It involves the counseling. Some of them belong to different religions and different denominations. So the spiritual care will depend on the denomination of the patient. We try to respect that. For those who are Catholics, when they're in the hospital, sometimes they want to see a priest. You know, we get the priest to see them and we visit them to ourselves and talk to them and pray with them. What happened is that when some of them get HIV/AIDS, they think it's because they're very bad and they're very sinful and this is punishment from God. So we try to counsel them, talk with them, just to let them know that they are not the worst in us and God loves them.
Sister, caring for the sick is not something very simple.
Yeah.
It involves a lot of sacrifice.
It does.
What motivates you to do this work?
Well, what motivates me in the first place is that I belong to a congregation whose main apostolate is medical. That's why we are called Medical Missionaries of Mary. And the charism of the congregation is to bring about healing, the Christ healing, following in the footsteps of Christ to bring about healing in the people. So that sort of motivates me that even when it is difficult, I see Christ in this person I'm looking after, knowing that this person is a human being and needs care and love. Sometimes it is not easy, but you know, I'm just motivated because my focus is on Christ and the healing mission of Christ, which I want to be part of and which I am part of.